Welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty monumental that's reshaping software development right now. We're talking about generative and agentic AI. You know, their capabilities are accelerating so fast.
You really are.
Think about it. Maybe, wrestling with endless boilerplate or, you know, struggling to debug those really complex systems.
Right.
This isn't just some small upgrade. It feels like a truly revolutionary leap. Promising huge gains in speed, quality, and like innovation too.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating, I think, is just the sheer speed of it all, how fast this is moving.
Right.
Take agentic AI, for example. Agentic AI. The projections, they show it surging from about, what, $5.1 billion this year?
$5.1 billion,
yeah. To over $47 billion by 2030. That's massive growth.
Okay. $47 billion.
And it signals more than just market size, right? It's a fundamental shift in how software gets built. We're moving towards these increasingly autonomous workflows.
Autonomous workflows. Okay.
Yeah, like generative AI might write the code, but agentic AI is really designed to act on it, to execute tasks, you know, across the whole development lifecycle, self-orchestrating almost.
That growth, I mean, that projection really underlines the urgency here, doesn't it?
It does.
So for you listening, maybe you're deep in the code every day. Our mission today, really, is to unpack how you can strategically grab onto this. You know, how to use it to get a real competitive edge. We want to show you how to turn what might feel like maybe a daunting challenge right now.
Yeah, it can seem that way.
Into basically a blueprint for success. Real success.
And if you connect this to the sort of bigger picture, it's pretty clear that integrating AI deeply, it's not really optional anymore.
What a nice to have.
Exactly. It's becoming an absolute imperative. Gary Kasparov, the chess grandmaster, he put it really well after his matches with Deep Blue.
Oh, yeah. I remember that quote.
He said, AI won't replace humans, but those who use AI will replace those who don't.
That's powerful. Still holds true.
Very much so. It's all about leveraging these capabilities, you know, not just watching from the sidelines.
That's a really strong point. And it raises, I think, an important question for you, the listener, to kind of mull over as you think about your own path.
Right.
How are you going to move beyond just, you know, using AI as maybe a slightly better autocomplete?
Yeah, the fancy autocomplete trap.
Exactly. How do you truly transform your development processes? Because embracing that continuous learning, adapting your workflow, making space for these autonomous agents, that seems key to actually leading in this AI-powered future rather than, you know, just struggling to keep up.
Absolutely. It's about actively shaping how you work with these tools.